Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1,
welcome. On episode 87, we look at taking a knee. In American sports, whether that be basketball, baseball, American football, hockey, managers or coaches can call timeouts and they can break the play. They can regroup with their players. In soccer, that is not possible. There are only certain stoppages of play that occur on a regular basis. Those are halftime, an injury, or some freak occurrence, like if an unauthorized person runs on the field. In these moments of an injury, in American youth soccer, you will often hear players told to take a knee. And that is a mistake. It is a lack of understanding of soccer culture. If you watch a professional match, in those moments, those teams and those players will leave the injured player to be tended by the professionals, the doctors, the medical staff, and they will reconvene with their manager because it is one of the few times that they can regroup. They can have a tactical conversation. They can get some drink or refreshment and get re-energized, ready to restart play. And this happens on both teams at the same time while the player is injured. And it's not meant to be a disrespect to the injured player or the opponent. It is just recognizing that this is one of the few moments where you can regroup and get ready to restart. Thanks for listening. Until next time.